author Stephen Mintz has given some thought to the time he spent recently listening to jazz with a friend at a listening room in Chicago, and what he loved about the experience, explaining that he and his friend have known each other for a good long time, but they don't see one another as often as they used to. But he says, when we do meet, the past is always present, not as nostalgia, but as shared knowledge. We pick up mid-thought. Our relationship is built on accumulation, seeing each other at the grocery store, watching our kids in the school pageants. There's some important context there, and we have it. And that's what makes the annual Celebration of the Arts Jazz Festival in Delaware Water Gap different from many other musical gatherings. We meet two attendees.
I'm Susan Lang, and I am from Stroudsburg, PA.
Yeah, honoring and family-like, very much family, because you see people here that you haven't seen all year. And saw someone else who I've known for 35 years or more. And we come here, we gather and check in with each other, and then our lives are lived. Sometimes we don't see each other, but this is a place of gathering.
Connecting. And to see the children performing. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Jay Ratman is probably like the symbol of children growing up in the festival, and now is performing in the festival. But there's so many kids up there that we've known since they were, you know, babies.
When
they were babies. So it really is, like she's saying, it's tradition, it's connection, it's family. It's a celebration of the arts and so much more. I'm probably going to move away one of these days. I'll be back every year for this.
WVIA's Steve Krawitz speaking about longtime attendees and their experiences with the CODA Festival and what it means to them. It was 2011 when they spoke. The 48th annual Delaware Water Gap Celebration of the Arts will take place this Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, presenting two full days of jazz on an outdoor stage featuring world-class musicians who live in or who have connections to the Poconos. George Graham, recently retired as an award-winning producer and host here at WVIA, still A&R director for Chiaroscuro Records, the station's venerable jazz label. George has been recording the CODA Festival for many years, producing much-anticipated broadcasts for WVIA. He is now on the CODA board, and he sat down at the art scene table to give us some history and to fill us in on CODA 2026.
During the late 60s, early 70s, a very popular jazz musician in the area was John Coates Jr. He moved into the area, I guess, primarily because he got a job with Fred Waring's publishing company. And he was writing choral arrangements, but of course he was a great jazz musician. And a lot of people knew about him. He's not that well-known a name outside of the jazz world, but people make pilgrimages even from Japan to come in and hear him playing at the Deerhead Inn. And then he started attracting people, notably Phil Woods. And one of the other people in the area, I don't know how long he was living in the area, was Rick Chamberlain, the great trombone player. And there was also Ed Jobert, who had a venue that was in Delaware Water Gap, a little club. So they got together in 1978. And looking around at all the great jazz talent in the area, they said, well, let's put together a little festival, a kind of a community celebration of what's going on in the area. So they did, and the first year it was sort of down on the street there. They had a little stage, and I don't know how many people they had, but the first act there was Nancy and Spencer Reed, and they've been playing at the festival or some close to it for the whole duration. And I think John Coates played that festival, and Phil Woods, and a few others. And Asparagus Sunshine, too, I think, part of that first festival. And it kept, you know, evolving and growing. They started the festival down in the street, and then it was right in front of the Castle Inn, which was a kind of resort that Fred Waring was involved with. And so they set up a little stage on that. And then a number of years later, the Castle Inn burned down, and they set up a permanent stage, which has since been named the Rick Chamberlain Memorial Stage. And that's been the home of the festival ever since. It's an interesting venue. The street runs right in front of the stage, And on the other side of the street, there's this steep hill, and people get up on the hill and complain about their fannies getting tired. They spread out blankets and stuff on the hill. But it's been going ever since, and the first few years was almost entirely musicians who were based in that particular area. And since then, a wider net has been cast, but almost every act has, as one of its members, someone who lives in or has connections to the area. And over the years, the festival included people in that area, included people like Irby Green and Bob Durow and, of course, Phil Woods, John Coates. Al Cohn lived in the area a number of years before he passed. And there were quite a few other musicians who were not all that well known, like Dick Cohn and some others who were, influential in a way, but not quite so much as household names. But they were in the area, and they played jazz, and it was a great festival. And it's evolved to be a two-day event, and it's remained as such. There are fewer acts now than there used to be, just because of the economics of the situation. It used to be there were, I think, like 9 or 10 acts a day that played. But now it's down to, 6 on one day and 5 the next.
Well, I remember having a chance to interview Phil Woods, and he was someone who really cared about the community focus. It was like the community focusing on itself, and I heard it said that it was like a reunion. Everybody'd been out playing during the course of the year, but they'd all come back home and they'd catch up with each other.
Right.
And
yeah,
play
I know.
With each-
and it's been the same way with the fans, too. Families get together. It's sort of a reunion place. I should also mention, in terms of the community involvement, Rick Chamberlain, who was one of the founders of the festival, became chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Delaware Water Gap. So, there was that aspect to it. So there was definitely a community involvement. And, the fire company is involved, and the whole festival has always remained completely volunteer-operated. They hire the sound people and, the staging and that sort of thing. But as far as the staffing is concerned, it's all volunteer. The musicians earn a minimum stipend, and it's fixed for all musicians the same, and no matter how many times they play, they get the same stipend.
And they did not want it to be a sponsored festival like the Celebration of
right.
the Arts brought to you by.
Yes, exactly. There's been sometimes there's a little bit of frustration with that, just looking around at bigger festivals with sponsors. But the festival has always been the people involved with it have always been very, very much against the idea of having any corporate involvement with that.
There have been times when they've been able to prepare young musicians in ensembles and have a sense that they can be on the main stage at some point in their lives.
Yes. There is the Coda Cats, and this is the 42nd edition of the Coda Cats. It started in 1980. Phil Woods, again with his community involvement, thought this would be a good idea to involve kids. And, he was looking around him and wanting to ensure the future of jazz. So he sent out a series of letters to band directors throughout the area. And only one of them responded, which was Pat Dorian, who since became an emeritus professor of music at East Stroudsburg University. But there was not all that, at the beginning. But Pat really, for the first 20 years, worked really hard. And the distinctive thing about that was that some of the world-class jazz musicians who lived in the area were the mentors, the coaches for the kids. And since then, a great number of former Coda Cats have become jazz musicians on their own, among them Evan Greger, the bass player, Matt Vashlishin, who was a saxophonist. He's now the leader of the Water Gap Orchestra, but he played for a number of years with Dave Liebman and Jesse Green, and pianist Jesse Green. And one of the people who has been prominent there, probably the best-known musician to come out of the Coda Cats, is Nellie Mackay, who's had a career on Broadway and has sold a lot of records over the years. And there are a lot of great musicians who have become mainstays in New York and elsewhere as far as playing and being professional musicians. And also, in recent years, there have been second-generation Coda Cats, which is so cool.
And what influence has the weather had over the years?
Well, it's interesting. When the festival founders, I am told, were looking for a weekend, they went over historical records and found that the weekend least likely to have rain over historical periods was the weekend around early September after Labor Day. So that's what it was. And for 20 years, there was almost no rain. And then in the wake of climate change, that we had a run of a number of years where it just poured one day or both days. The festival works around that. They've always had a large tent behind the stage, which was basically a green room for the performers. But when it rains, they turn it around and the audience gathers underneath the tent and they turn the stage around and play into the back. And interestingly, some of the musicians like it better because it's more intimate in that setting.
And what involvement does the Deerhead have as a venue these days?
Well, it was sort of a magnet for the performers. Well, for, I don't know how, 20 more years, there was sort of peripheral events or jam sessions and whatever. The musicians from the main stage would gravitate over and jam over at the Deerhead. But now there are, the last several years, there have been formal Deerhead Inn concerts that, you know, your ticket to the festival gets you into the Deerhead concerts.
This is not self-serving, George. It's just a matter of record. What involvement has WVIA and you, George Graham? What role has WVIA had?
Well, we've recorded the festival. It's interesting that when the festival was just starting, I believe it was Tony Marino, the bass player, who recommended to me that the members of Asparagus Sunshine, one of whose members was Rick Chamberlain. And I had Asparagus Sunshine on Homegrown Music, and I think that was the first year of the festival. And so, you know, I'd known Rick over the years and told me about the festival, and then, you know, we made arrangements. I'd go down there, and then we'd make arrangements in the early 80s. We did a couple of festivals recording, and then I guess it was in the 90s, late 90s, we had our audio truck that we went down there with and were able to do good recordings of that. And then we've recorded it for 20-some-odd years, 20, 25 or so years of the festival. So I'll be recording it again, and we'll be making it available to WVI if they want to pick it up.
Your associate, Steve Krawitz, would go around in those other days with a recorder and interview some of the guests. So the programs that you'd put together from the festival would include conversations, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's what made it a good radio program, is provide a little insight into the performers. And the interview is supposed to be short, because some of these coverages, you have these excessively long interviews, or else the interviews go over the music. And I don't go in for that.
Yeah. What's on offer then this year?
Well, Saturday starts with a wonderful jazz pianist, Phil Markowitz, who's still in the area. In his early days, I think he was still in his teens, he wrote a tune called Snow Peas, which was recorded by Bill Evans, the great jazz pianist. Phil worked with Dave Liebman. He's worked with a lot of people over the years, a great, wonderful pianist. So he'll be making his first appearance at the festival in a number of years. He'll be opening on Saturday at noon. Then following that is a fusion group led by Art Bailey. Now, this year there are a number of people who have not appeared previously or haven't appeared in a number of years, Phil Markowitz being, you know, one of the people who's been around for a while but hasn't performed on his own in quite a while. The Art Bailey Quintet will be making their debut. I see that Chris Rogers will be playing trumpet. He's a wonderful trumpet player who has worked with the Festival Orchestra and the Water Gap Jazz Orchestra, great trumpet player. And I see that our friends Tony Marino, the bass player, and Dan Wilkins, second-generation jazz musician, will be on sax in that group. After that, it'll be vocalist Chelsea Reed with her group. This is looking at the lineup here. These are all people who are new to the festival, so that should be interesting. Following that will be at 4:30 p.m., vibist Tony Maselli. He will be returning to the festival after a number of years. The 6 p.m. set will be by Tyler Dempsey. I'm not sure whether he was a Coda Cat. He was one of the rising stars at the Scranton Jazz Festival a number of years ago. He's a drummer, but leading his group with Ben Street, who's a well-known jazz bass player, and Pete Rendy on the piano. And then the festivities conclude on the outdoor stage with the Water Gap Jazz Orchestra, which is always wonderful. Again, it'll be led by Matt Veschlishen. And Matt has had access to the Elm Cone Memorial Collection at East Stroudsburg University, and there's a treasure trove of great arrangements that he's been able to draw on. He also has drawn on arrangements by Dick Cone and Al Cone and others. Now that's always a great event. So that'll be concluding. And then the Deerhead Inn starts at 6:30 p.m. There's a little overlap there with Nancy Reed will be singing. And also at the Deerhead on Saturday, the Brazilian group Minas, we had on our Homegrown Music series at WVIA, will be doing a performance at the Deerhead Inn. And then moving into Sunday, there is a free outdoor service at 10 a.m. And then at 12:30 p.m., the outdoor stage resumes with the music of a Latin jazz-influenced guitarist making his debut, the Marcio Filomena Quartet. Then at 2 p.m., it's the Adam Brenner Octet, which is a four-horn-based group. I think it's one of the great drummers in the jazz scene. Adam Nussbaum is part of that group. So that promises to be worthwhile. Then the usual Sunday afternoon slot from the Coda Cats will be performing. Again, they'll be led by Tim Reike. And, you know, every year it's interesting. Now, there are some kids who go from one year to the next, but every year there's a new crop. And, you know, some years can be really good, and some can be what you'd expect, you know. And then one of the headliners at the festival will be playing Sunday at 5 p.m., Dave Stryker, guitar player who has a prolific recording career. And then the festival likes to end with something that's a little less mainstream jazz on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. The Stank Factory will be playing New Orleans brass band kind of music and funky kind of stuff, and that's at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. On Sunday at the Deerhead Inn, it's two great vocalists, Gabriel Stravelli at 4:30 p.m. and Grammy-winning vocalist Nicole Zoraitis at 5:30 p.m. I should also add that one of the innovators of the last couple of years is the Rising Stars. Between acts on the main stage, there is a little stage off to the right, and a number of musicians who have been part of the Coda Cats and kind of graduated on play in between sets on the Rising Stars stage. And there's some really good people who have been playing there as well. So that's a whole weekend of music.
So review for us the dates and the start times and website.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, in Delaware Water Gap, downtown Delaware Water Gap, on Delaware Street. CotaJazz.org, CotaJazz.org is the website. You can order tickets online ahead of time. There's also tickets available at the gate when you come in. And the music starts at 12 noon on Saturday and usually runs till 8:30 or so daily. And then on Sunday at 10 a.m., there is the church service and then the formal. Now, the church service is free, and then when that ends, everybody has to go out and then pay admission and come back in again for the main stage. And then at 12:30 p.m., Marco Filomena's quartet starts playing, and then that runs through Sunday at about 8 p.m. or so.
You'll be there in a van, a truck?
Yeah, well, no, I'll be in a little tent underneath the backstage. Now the technology is such that I can take a computer and get a multi-track feed through a USB cable off the console. And then I go to work doing the mix in post-production. And as I said, we're probably going to make it available in some way through the Coda website. And I believe we may very well have an opportunity to present it on WVIA. So I'll be there and I'll be, you know, on stage announcing as I often do.
George Graham recently retired. After 53 years, he's been an award-winning producer and host here at WVIA for all that time. And he is still A&R director of Chiaroscuro Records, which is the station's venerable jazz label. As you heard him say, he's been recording the Coda Festival for many years, will do so again, and he is now on the Coda board. And he sat down with us to give us some history of the festival and to tell us what's in store for 2026. This is the 48th annual Delaware Water Gap Celebration of the Arts, taking place on September 12th and 13th in downtown Delaware Water Gap in the Poconos. Two full days of jazz on an outdoor stage featuring world-class jazz musicians who live in or have connections to the Poconos. There will also be performances in the historic Deerhead Inn across from the festival's site. The festival also features great food and the works of artists and artisans on display. The music runs from noon to 8 or 8:30 each day, rain or shine. And you heard George list the lineup. We can tell you that we're listening to the Water Gap Jazz Orchestra, and they will take the stage at 7:30 on Saturday, September 12th, an all-star group of professional musicians under the direction of Matt Vashlishan. The complete listing of acts and sites, dates and times, you should just check the website, and that's codajazz.org, codajazz.org, Saturday, September 12th, and Sunday, September 13th, the 48th annual Delaware Water Gap Celebration of the Arts in downtown Delaware Water Gap.